Each Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing around Muswellbrook Shire Council. We're joined today by Mayor Rod Scholes to keep us up to date with what's doing around the district. How are you, Rod?
All right, Bev. It's, unfortunately, as is most news items these days, most of what I've got to say is about COVID.
Well, yes, that does dominate things. Yesterday, we were talking about it being Freedom Day. What restrictions have eased up for us here in the Hunter?
Yes, it is Freedom Day, but really it's only Freedom Day for the double vax.
So yes.
As if you've got both vaccinations and proof, and you've got to carry proof of both vaccinations, as of yesterday, the customer service centre at Campbell's Corner, if you're fully vaxxed and proof of that, you can attend the Muswellbrook and Denman libraries, the Muswellbrook and Denman pools, the fitness centre at the Muswellbrook pool, the retail outlets at Muswellbrook Marketplace and Campbell's Corner are also included in this because they're actually owned by council, so therefore they've got to comply to what council's plans are.
Yep.
The regional art centre and galleries cafe. But there's no restrictions at the Muswellbrook Place facility and Denman transfer station, but you'll still need, of course, the QR code and mask must be required. And QR safety plans will still apply, and QR safety codes will still have proof of vaccination will be required. All premises will continue to operate one third for 4 square metres and one third for indoors and one third for 2 square metres for outdoors. And, of course, masks will still be required for customers at indoor locations. So if you want to recheck exactly what are the stipulations, you can go to the government website for COVID. And, again, all these restrictions are based on the orders, and please respect those people that have to enforce them. They're having to do what they have to do. Please don't treat them with respect.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about a lot yesterday, and I've been reinforcing this morning about the fact that you're turning up there and people are telling you what the rules are. They didn't make the rules. That's part of their job is to enforce them. So a bit of patience and a bit of empathy. If we all work together, life is just going to be a lot easier at the moment.
Yeah, I fully agree.
And finally, another Pfizer clinic has been organised, this time on Friday at the Indoor Sports Centre.
Yes. So in council in cahoots with Mount Arthur Coal, BHP, will hold a pop-up clinic at the Muswellbrook Indoor Sports Centre at Rutherford Road this Friday. BHP has managed to obtain the 600 Pfizer vaccine doses and are funding the medical staff, and while council will supply the venue and the physical and admin support on the ground. And the opening time and closing times are still not locked in, and the moment I have those, I'll let you know.
All right, and the usual deal, there's no appointment required. You just got to turn up with your Medicare card and, you know, a hat and some water if you're standing in line for a bit.
Yeah, you'll need your driver's license and your Medicare card too before you can get the jab.
All right, and as this week progresses, as soon as we know exactly what the times are for that, we will make sure it's publicised, and of course you'll get all the information, as usual, on the very helpful Muswellbrook Shire Council Facebook page. Mr. Rod Scholes, thank you very much for joining us. As always, we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.